From Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia promotes Islamic wasatiyah to the world through summit. Coffee exporter and government are to create short-term roadmap to increase coffee productivity. And now the news in detail. The Office of Indonesian President Special Envoy for the Dialogue and Interfaith Cooperation and Civilization will hold a high-level consultation of world Muslim scholars on the Wasatiyah Islam, or HLCWMS, or the World Summit of Muslim Scholars about Islamic Wasatiyah. The summit will be held in Bogor, West Java, on May the 1st until the 3rd, 2018, and in Jakarta on May the 4th, 2018. There are several issues related to the Wasatiyah Islam that will be discussed at the summit, starting from the level of conception, its implementation in the world, and also the challenges in the future. In addition, Indonesia will specifically share its experience in implementing the Wasatiyah Islam during this time. According to Indonesian President Special Envoy for the Dialogue and Interfaith Cooperation and Civilization, Din Samsudin, in his press conference in Jakarta Wednesday, April 25, 2018, Wasatiyah Islam is an Islamic concept of the middle way in Indonesia and is often misunderstood as a moderate Islamic concept by Western people.
Jadi ini disebut dengan istilah konsultasi.
So it is called high-level consultation in terms of Wasatiyah Islam. So this is the consultation about Wasatiyah Islam. In Indonesia itself, it is known as Islam Wasatiyah. Shortly, it is the middle way of Islam. So far in the West, it is often translated into moderate Islam, and it is not suitable. Wasatiyah Islam is broader than moderate Islam. There is tolerance, tend to the middle way, tend to solve problems by deliberation, recognize pluralism. Din Samsudin further explained that the High Priest of Al-Azhar, His Excellency Ahmed At-Tayyib, will present at the event as the keynote speaker. Around 50 prominent scholars and Indonesian Muslim scholars will participate in this activity. In addition, there will be 50 prominent Muslim scholars from various countries, including United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Lebanon, Syria, Algeria, Singapore, the Philippines, India, Canada, the United States, Russia, Italy, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Jordan. Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Coffee Exporters, Hutama Sugandi, assess Indonesian coffee products have the best quality in the world. Nevertheless, Indonesia has challenges related to low coffee productivity. To RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, April 24th, he explained, Indonesian coffee production has not increased for 10 years, while there is an increase of 6-7% consumption in the country. He said if there is no increase in production, Indonesia will face difficulty in export. According to Sugandi, productivity is still low due to the lack of rejuvenation of coffee plants that have been hundreds of years old. He said Indonesian productivity per hectare is only 700 kilograms, whereas Vietnam has produced 3 tons per hectare. He hopes the government can support farmers to increase productivity through providing cheap credit and land. From last year, the government has begun to realize. Yesterday, we were invited by Indonesian Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs to make a roadmap to increase our coffee production through short-term productivity, because the land is wide enough for its low productivity. How to improve its short-term? He further explained, for the short-term, productivity can be increased through the rejuvenation of old seeds. If Indonesia can double production per hectare, it can beat Vietnam's production. And for the long-term, he suggested to expand coffee plantation. In 2017, the total amount of Indonesian coffee beans exports worth $1.5 billion and ready-to-use coffee worth $500 million. Utama Sugandi further said the most popular type of coffee is Robusta, but export to USA is dominated by Arabica coffee. In the last 3 years, refined coffee has increased dramatically, from $150 million to $400 million. He believes market expansion to Singapore, the Middle East, and other countries will boost export to processed coffee. The Commission for Missing Persons and Victims of Violence, or CONTRAS, launched the Asia Alliance Against Torture website, which is an alliance of civil society organizations throughout Asia to advocate and campaign against torture. The launch of this website validates the work of the Alliance Against Torture. This website is created in order to consolidate human rights movement against violence and to ensure a fair and honest legal movement and able to intervene the issue in other Asian countries. This was conveyed by the Director of Lokataru Law and Human Rights, Haris Azhar, in a press conference after the launching of the Asia Alliance Against Torture AAA website at Bakul Coffee Cikini Sarojakarta Tuesday.
Nah, website itu tujuannya dalam rangka untuk konsolidasi.
The website aims to consolidate the human rights movement against violence, ensure a fair and honest legal movement, and later intervene the issue at a number of countries or a number of rulers who allow torture to occur. Haris also added that the website is a manifestation of growing awareness that the number of violent practices in various countries in Asia is increasing. This website was the result of a meeting of CONTRAS and several human rights organizations in Asian countries several years ago, which tried to reduce violence in Asia. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In commemorating Disaster Preparedness Day, commemorated on April 26, the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, conducts various activities. Head of the agency, Willem Rapangile, explained Disaster Preparedness Day is commemorated because Indonesia is one of disaster-prone countries. In a disaster evacuation rehearsal held at the agency's building Tuesday, April 24th, he said 215 million people live in earthquake, flood, tsunami, volcano eruption, and landslide-prone areas. The number of catastrophic has increased from year to year. He noted there were more than 2,700 disasters in 2017. He also said that disaster and disaster management is a complex and multidimensional problem. Then there must be collaboration among society, government, and business sectors. He stressed the importance of community participation in disaster management. In managing disaster, the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, is always based on the community.
Upaya penanggulangan bencana harus berbasis kepada masyarakat.
Disaster management efforts should be community-based. Well, this is what we do. We should be able to build community participation. One, we always give socialization about the understanding that our country is prone to disaster. Then, he must understand the hazard around him. After he understands it, when receiving an early warning, how to respond. Willem further explained the community-based disaster response must be a national movement. On Monday, April 24th, the National Disaster Management Agency conducted a series of activities to commemorate Disaster Preparedness Day as an effort to build awareness and community participation in disaster management. Willem said one could survive from disaster 34% because of individual capacity, 32% of families, and 28% because of the people around him. Therefore, the society plays the most important role in disaster management. State Power Plant PLN kicks off the operation of the first biomass power plant in Kalimantan on Tuesday, April 24th. The power plant runs on farming waste, generating 15 megawatt of electricity. The power plant belongs to independent power producer PT Rezeki Perkasa Sejahtera Lestari. It is expected to supply 74 million kilowatt hour of electricity per year. That was stated by the company's West Kalimantan General Manager, Richard, on Tuesday, April 24th. According to Richard, the development of new renewable energy is one of the PLN's priorities in Kalimantan. He said 44% of power plants are still running on oil fuel in West Kalimantan. The Rezeki Siantan Biomass Power Plant 1 began construction in December 2017. It is located in Wajok Hulu, Manpower Regency. Rezeki Perkasa Sejahtera Lestari President Director Duken Kunchara said the company invested more than $21 million to build the power plant. Indonesian rupiah is traded for 13,888 rupiah per US dollar on Wednesday, April 24th at the Jakarta Interbank Spot Dollar Rate (GISDOR). Bank Indonesia's BIS release shows that the figure represents a 12 basis points gain from Tuesday's close. Meanwhile, at the spot market, rupiah a 1 BPS downturn to trade for 13,890 rupiah per US dollar as per 10:23 a.m. Jakarta time. On yesterday's trade, the rupiah was opened with a 0.06 gain at 13,881 rupiah per US dollar after closing Monday with an 86 BPS rebound. According to Bloomberg, on Wednesday morning, rupiah moved between 13,880 rupiah and 13,890 rupiah per US dollar. Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has opened two possibilities upon controlling investment received by ride-hailing applicators following the ministry's discussion with the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM. Budi Setiadi, the ministry's Director General of Land Transportation, on Tuesday, April the 24th, said that the ministry has not regulated the negative investment list. The discussion was to comply with Presidential Decree No. 44, Year 2016, on businesses which is known as the negative investment list, that states foreign financiers are only permitted to control 49% of a transportation company's shares. There are two possibilities that the Transportation Ministry will act upon. Firstly, is to revise the Presidential Decree on DNI, and the second is requesting ride-hailing applicators to establish a new company that would specifically handle issues on transportations. And listener to Andy News, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia promotes Islamic wasatiyah to the world through summit. Coffee exporter and government to create short-term roadmap to increase coffee productivity. And listeners, that was the news.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event which occurred on April 25, 1971, an anti-Vietnam War demonstration. On April 25, 1971, a massive demonstration against the Vietnam War took place in Washington, the United States. The 200,000-strong demonstration was one of the great reactions shown by the Americans over the war policies adopted by their government in Vietnam. In the Vietnam War that began in 1964, America sent 500,000 troops, and tens of thousands of them were killed and wounded. With increasing domestic protests and pressure, as well as the successive defeat of U.S. troops in Vietnam, forced the United States withdrawing troops from Vietnam in 1975. Now we have a look at the next story, which occurred on April 25, 1974, namely Carnation Revolution in Portugal. A military coup overthrowing the peaceful government of Marcelo Caetan, the heir to the Salazar dictatorship, took place in Lisbon, Portugal. The coup, or commonly referred to by the Portuguese with the Carnation Revolution, led by General Antonio, was supported by the people. The name Carnation Revolution was taken from the fact that no fire was fired, and when people began to descend on the streets to celebrate the end of the dictatorship and war in the colonies, carnations were placed on the muzzle of guns and also in uniforms. This event effectively transformed the Portuguese regime from authoritarian dictatorship to democracy, and resulted in major changes to the social, economy, territorial, demography, and politics in the country. We end the regular segment of Today in History with a story about the World Malaria Day. The World Malaria Day is celebrated around the world on April 25 every year. This date was chosen to coincide with the date of signing of the Abuja Declaration on April 25, 2001 by 44 heads of countries endemic to malaria. Determination of the World Malaria Day was agreed to the World Health Assembly on May 23, 2007 in Geneva, attended by 192 member countries of the World Health Organization, WHO. In Indonesia, the World Malaria Day commemoration was firstly held on April 25, 2008. The commemoration of the World Malaria Day in Indonesia is intended to evaluate the malaria prevention and control program policy, as well as a momentum to mobilize the strength and resources to realize Indonesia free of malaria by 2030. Malaria is one of the most dangerous diseases in the world. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular segment of My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you the title about the Indonesian local handicraft products are performed in the international exhibition. Handicraft products of Indonesian people successfully performed at the international exhibition of Salon del Mobile Milano 2018 in Italy. Director General of Small and Medium Industry Gati Wibawaningsih said in Jakarta on Sunday, April 22, that the handicraft products are from Bali Creative Industry Center, BCIC, one of the innovation centers under the Directorate General of Small and Medium Industry, the Ministry of Industry. Since 2015, BCIC became a gathering place for entrepreneurs and creative incubators in the field of fashion, craft, and animation. Gati Vipawaningsi explained, through BCIC, the ministry focuses on encouraging the creation of new industry entrepreneurs and increase additional value of local products in order to compete in the global market. The programs are, among others, Design Lab Creative Camp, Creative Business Incubator, Indonesian Fashion and Craft Award Training and Exhibition. The International Design and Furniture Exhibition of Salon del Mobile Milano 2018 was held from April 17 to 22. There were 2,000 participants from various countries around the world presented contemporary products innovation that combine elements of design, technology, flexibility, and sustainability. In the exhibition, Indonesia has one pavilion called Identities, located at Hall 14, Stand F30. The Indonesian pavilion performed the work of 27 Indonesian designers. Gati Vibawaningsi also said that actually, many Indonesian handicraft products are worthy to be displayed in the international design because of high quality and high competitiveness. Two excellent products of Bali Creative Industry Center representing Indonesia, namely Cengkeh Lamp Products by Jenny Anggita, inspired from the heyday of Indonesian spices in the international trade in the past. The products are produced in collaboration with the craftsmen at Sentra Tembaga Tumang, Boyolali, Central Java. Jenny Anggita said her office was trying to introduce Indonesian wealth in their products using local materials such as rattan and bamboo done by local craftsmen. She added that there are also introduced the values of culture, history, and Indonesian folklore through her handicraft products. The next product is Taratan, a rattan lamp designed by Ilhamina Nuantika in collaboration with rattan craftsmen from East Java. Taratan is inspired by the Madurese cultural philosophy and uses the character of rattan to play the light impression. That was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. The Office of Indonesian President Special Envoy for Dialogue and Interfaith Cooperation and Civilization will hold a high-level consultation of world Muslim scholars on the Wasatiyat Islam, or the World Summit of Muslim Scholars about Islamic Wasatiyat. The summit will be held in Bogor, West Java on May 1st until 3rd, 2018, and in Jakarta on May 4th, 2018. Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Coffee Exporters, Hutama Sugandi, says Indonesian coffee products have the best quality in the world. Nevertheless, Indonesia has challenges related to low coffee productivity. The Commission for Missing Persons and Victims of Violence of Contrast launched the Asia Alliance Against Torture website, which is an alliance of civil society organizations throughout Asia to advocate and campaign against torture. In commemorating Disaster Preparedness Day, commemorated on April 26, the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, conducts various activities. State power company PLN kicked off the operation of the first biomass power plant in Kalimantan on Tuesday, April 24. Indonesian rupiah is traded for 13,888 rupiah per US dollar on Wednesday, April 24, at the Jakarta Interbank Spot Dollar Rate, GISDOR. And the last item, Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has opened two possibilities upon controlling investment received by ride-hailing applicators following the ministry's discussion with the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM. Well, listeners, that was News in Brief. Thanks for listening. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to typical food from North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia is well known with its culinary, which is delicious and rich of taste. Without the exception, in North Sumatra, there is Batak typical food called arsik, which is very delicious and arousing appetite. Listeners, arsik is Batak typical food, which is very delicious because the food is rich of various kinds of ingredients. Another name of the food whose raw stuff is golden fish is called Na Niarsik. The name is taken based on cooking process. Na Niarsik means its cooking process by dimarsik or being dried. So the fish is cooked continuously until its sauce dries and its ingredients are absorbed into the fish. Listeners, arsik is very important in Batak tradition. According to people's belief, fish which is cooked fully is a symbol of the unity of human life. Thus, arsik is very common dessert because it is closely related to the indigenous philosophy of the Batak community. Listeners, in certain traditional ceremony, there is special way in serving arsik. Besides, the fish must be intact from head until tail. Its scale cannot be thrown away. Besides, the position of the fish head to be served is facing to someone who receives it. The number which is given must be odd, such as 1, 3, 5, and 7. One fish is given to new brides. 3 fishes are for a pair of wife husband who has kid. Meanwhile, 5 fishes are for a couple or old people who have grandchildren, and 7 fishes are for the leader of Batak people. Listeners, the number of arsik which is given in variety has a meaning in it. Take for example, 3 fishes are given to a pair of husband and wife who have kids. It is to symbolize that their family's member has added one person. 1 for father, 1 for mother, and another is for kid who was just born. Meanwhile, for a couple who just married, the number of fish which is given by the parent of the girl is only 1, because it is to symbolize that the 2 persons who get married have become 1. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring arsik, the Batak typical food from North Sumatra. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio,
which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia along with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Kapan Datang, or in English, When Do You Come? Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Kapan Datang, or in English, When Do You Come? As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation between Tony and Joko at Prambanan Temple.
Kapan datang?
2 hari yang lalu.
Oh, hari Senin.
Ya, hari Senin.
Listener, after we listen to the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today about kapan datang, or in English, when do you come? I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kapan? Kapan in English, when? Kapan kamu datang? Kapan kamu datang? In English, when do you come? 2 hari yang lalu. 2 hari yang lalu. In English, 2 days ago. Hari Senin. Hari Senin. In English, on Monday. A question mark which is usually used to ask about time is kapan, or when. To ask about the time of someone's arrival, you can say kapan datang, or kapan Anda or kamu datang. And to answer the question, you can mention the time of your arrival, such as pukul 9, tadi malam, or minggu lalu. For example, Joko, kapan datang? Kapan datang? In English, when do you come? Tony, kemarin. Kemarin. In English, yesterday. Another example. Joko, kapan kamu datang? Kapan kamu datang? In English, when do you come? Tony, tadi malam. Tadi malam. In English, last night. Tour guide, kapan Anda datang? Kapan Anda datang? In English, when do you come? Tony, minggu lalu. Minggu lalu. In English, last week. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kapan datang?
2 hari yang lalu.
Oh, hari Senin.
Ya, hari Senin.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of the tourism object, the location and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, Selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di kota Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas. Makanan khas Yogyakarta adalah gudeg. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present the songs from Budi Doremi. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Do Re Mi. Happy listening.
Waka. Do. Do 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 do.
Re.
Re 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 re.
Mi.
Mi 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 hi hi.
Fa.
Fa 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 fa.
Do.
Doakan ku harus pergi.
Re.
Relakan aku di sini.
Mi.
Misalnya aku kan pulang.
Fa.
Pastikan kau tetap menunggu.
Fa.
Soal cinta luar biasa.
La.
Lama-lama bisa gila.
Si.
Siapa yang tahu pas?
Do.
Doakan aku di sini. Aduh du du du. Aku percaya kali ini kau pasti bisa. Yeah. Ku tanya, ada yang salah? Jelas ini luar biasa. Hal yang baik tidak mudah, tak seperti kau bicara. Mereka mengerti ini terlalu jadi masalah. Ketika kau mulai bisa terbiasa untuk dapat menikmati hari-hari tanpa ku di sini. Doakan ku harus pergi. Relakan aku di sini. Misalnya aku kan pulang. Pastikan kau tetap menunggu. Soal cinta luar biasa. Lama-lama bisa gila. Siapa yang tahu pasti. Doakan aku di sini. Hal yang baik tidak mudah, tak seperti kau bicara. Mereka mengerti ini terlalu jadi masalah. Ketika kau mulai bisa terbiasa untuk dapat menikmati hari-hari tanpa ku di sini. Doakan ku harus pergi. Relakan aku di sini. Misalnya aku kan pulang. Pastikan kau tetap menunggu. Soal cinta luar biasa. Lama-lama bisa gila. Siapa yang tahu pasti. Doakan aku di sini. Ah 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 ah. Kan ku harus pergi. Relakan aku di sini. Misalnya aku kan pulang. Pastikan kau tetap menunggu. Soal cinta luar biasa. Lama-lama bisa gila. Siapa yang tahu pasti. Doakan aku di sini. Doakan ku harus pergi. Relakan aku di sini. Misalnya aku kan pulang. Pastikan kau yang menunggu. Soal cinta luar biasa. Lama-lama bisa gila. Siapa yang tahu pasti. Doakan aku di sini. Terima kasih.
You've just listened to the song Doremi by Budi Doremi. They were already various songs with simple lyrics and arrangements preferred by Indonesian music lovers. One of the songs entitled Do Re Mi, which was released in 2011. The message presented in the reggae music genre has successfully made the name of Budi Doremi begin to famous in Indonesia. Budi Doremi was born with the name Syahbudin Syukur in Serang, Banten on September 19, 1984. The popular name Budi Doremi was taken from his nickname Budi and Doremi, his first successful single. Long before his success, Budi Doremi was just a huge fan of various world and Indonesian musicians. Due to his love with music, Budi has performed on various stages, although at that time his musical career was not developed yet. Until one day, Budi Doremi met with a music label. Together with the label, Budi Doremi seriously worked on his works until the launching of the single Doremi, which brought him to the beginning of success. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Happy listening.
Yo, yo, what's up, yo? Budi in the house, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, ya. Yo.
Yo. Ada sebuah cerita tentang aku dan dia. Jumpa pertama aku dengannya di satu sore yang cerah. Singkat kata singkat cerita, ku berjalan dengannya. Namun apa yang aku rasa, mungkinkah ini cinta? Dan aku ku bayangkan dirimu, mulai ada rindu. Dunia ku terhenti karena kamu. Mungkin bisa jadi milikku. Semoga lagu cinta ini bersarang tepat di hatimu. Satu kali ku bertemu, dua lam sudah rasaku. Tiga kata yang ku tahu, aku cinta padamu. Empat malam ku menunggu jawaban cinta darimu. Lima tanda yang kau beri, nampaknya kau cinta padaku. Bayangkan dirimu, mulai ada rindu. Dunia ku terhenti karena kamu. Mungkin bisa jadi milikku. Semoga lagu cinta ini bersarang tepat di hatimu.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, dan 6. Rasaku tanamkan cintamu akan kembang. Begitulah proses akan menangkap hati darimu. Ya, namun juga orang lagi usaha. Lagi.
Kau di sana, ku di sini, kau tersimpul artinya mau.
Wow, yeah, 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 da 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 da, cara cara, cara da 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 da. Satu kali ku bertemu, dua lam sudah rasaku, tiga kata yang ku tahu. Aku cinta padamu. Empat malam ku menunggu jawaban cinta darimu. Lima tanda yang kau beri, nampaknya kau cinta padamu. Satu kali ku bertemu, dua alam sudah rasaku. Tiga kata yang ku tahu, aku cinta padamu. Empat malam ku menunggu jawaban cinta darimu. Nampaknya kau cinta apa? Nampaknya kau cinta apa? Nampaknya kau cinta padaku. Nampaknya kau cinta padaku.
Terima kasih.
You've just listened to the song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by Budi Doremi. Every piece of Budi Doremi's works and performance is always accompanied with ukulele instrument. Ukulele is actually the obligatory instrument for Budi Doremi. According to him, without ukulele, he will not be Doremi or incomplete. Lately, Budi Doremi's performance has rarely appeared on the screen. Instead of retiring from the music world, Budi Doremi is busy with Sejarah Lewat Nyanyian, a historical and cultural campaign to schools to various regions in Indonesia since 2013. Together with the Ministry of Tourism and Indonesia National Library, Budi Doremi wants to transmit the spirit to the younger generation to be more in love with Indonesian history and culture. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Asmara Nusantara and Tolong by Budi Doremi. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa. Goodbye for now.
Waktu itu kamu pakai baju merah, yang ku tahu aku pakai baju putih. Kita bergandengan menyusuri kota, dan cinta kita seperti Indonesia. Walau kini kau ada di Wakatobi, yang jelas-jelas aku di Raja Ampat. Luasnya lautan memisahkan kita, oh indahnya bercinta di Nusantara. Kita sepakat bila rasa yang sesungguhnya tak mudah didapat, perlu ada pengorbanan, perlu ada perjuangan, seperti pahlawan. Kita tulis cerita yang takkan kita lupa, bersama di bawah langit senja. Kita nyatakan saja pada mereka lewat sebuah lagu, asmara kau dan aku di bumi katulistiwa. Sepakat bila rasa yang sesungguhnya tak mudah didapat, perlu ada pengorbanan, perlu ada perjuangan, seperti pahlawan. Kita tulis cerita yang takkan kita lupa, bersama di bawah langit senja. Kita nyatakan saja pada mereka dengan sebuah lagu. Kita tulis cerita yang takkan kita lupa, bersama di bawah langit senja. Di mana kita nyatakan saja pada mereka lewat sebuah lagu, asmara kau dan aku di bumi yang indah di katulistiwa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Kurasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Kurasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang mau. Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap mau kade.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Temani kamu walau aku luka. Lihat kau tersenyum hati tak bangga. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia Time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, informing, connecting, dignifying.